Well, Nigel, first of all, what's your overall assessment of that this evening?
A bit of a frustrating night for us in many ways, because I think, you know, performance-wise, pretty good. Dealing with having to make changes, which were not on the sort of game plan, if you like, were disappointing. But, you know, they're a very good side, and I think we're unfortunate to lose in the fashion that we have in the end. But that's the nature of the game, I suppose.
Jose Mourinho spoke very highly of how well you played tonight, but he felt that they controlled the second half. And he also spoke incredibly highly of Jamie Vardy as well and his terrific work rate. Because he's been playing with painkilling injections, hasn't he?
Yeah. Look, I mean, the bottom line for us is we knew that we had to be at our best. And, you know, I think in the first half in particular, I think we played pretty well. I think we caused him problems. But, you know, given that we had to make a couple of changes that were not really what we would like to do, potentially left us with fewer options in the second half. But having said that, you've got to give them credit. You know, they're a very good side. They are they're going to be worthy champions. And I think for us, we had no intention of making it easy for them. We wanted to win the game. And even at 1-1, you know, I think our intentions were pretty clear. We tried to be on the front foot, but you know they did what they had to do tonight.
You scored just before half time. That was a real tonic for you. And Mark Albrighton on target.
Yeah, I'm pleased for Mark because he's not the easiest of seasons, and he's played well for us of late, but. You know, for him to get a goal tonight, I think, is further recognition of what he's done for us. But there we are. We have to put tonight behind us now and concentrate very much on the last four games, three of which are at home, and that's where we're at. There's no point me sitting here trying to over-talk the whys and wherefores of tonight. We were beaten by a very good side. We, I think, gave a very good account of ourselves. Things being slightly differently, we could have made a better job of, you know, of tonight's efforts in terms of winning it. But you've got to give them credit. And I'm not a big believer in all this crap that goes with talking about styles of play and Chelsea being whatever they are. Chelsea are a very good side who will win. The Premier League, and sides who come second, third, fourth and fifth need to possibly look at why they've come second, third, fourth and fifth, rather than talk about entertaining people who possibly don't always know what they're looking at.
The target for you, of course, is to finish fourth from bottom or higher. How do you assess these final few games?
We've still got it all to do. You know, we've given ourselves a better chance. But that's all we have given ourselves. You know, a month ago, if you would have said that we'd go into the last four games with a chance, I'd have said, great. I said myself, if we go into the final game of the season with our destiny in our own hands, I'd be pretty pleased. So I can't really spend too much time moaning about our result tonight. I could bemoan certain things that happen in the game, but ultimately we've been beaten by a very good side. We've got four games left, three at home. It's in our own hands.
Best of luck, Nigel.
Okay, cheers, yeah.